A former Pentagon official says the US risks falling behind China militarily because of pressure on the American budget in the wake of massive tax cuts by the Trump administration. David Okmanik writes in a new report, which is published today by the US Studies Center in Sydney, that the US budget deficits are threatening America's ability to modernize its military forces and keep up with China's advances. This warning comes just days after the US Vice President Mike Pence pledged during the APEC meeting to help redevelop a naval base on Manus Island in PNG, in part to counter Beijing's rising influence in the Pacific. David Okmanik is a senior defense analyst at the RAND Corporation, which is a US research firm. He was the US Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Force Development until 2014. He joins us from Washington, D.C. David Okmanik, welcome to Breakfast.
Thank you. Good morning.
So in your report, you warn the U.S. risks losing its military edge to China because of the parlous state of the American budget. There's no sign from the Trump administration they're planning to cut back on military spending. In fact, quite the contrary. They've increased military spending quite significantly, haven't they? So what's your concern?
Yes, there was a very substantial increase in this fiscal year, 2019, of about 9% over the last budget of the Obama administration. But it does not seem that that's going to be sustainable. In fact, the White House has recently signaled to our Senate and Congress that they need to expect a $33 billion reduction in the 2020 figure for defense that had been planned. And I think that's a recognition of the pressure that the new tax cuts are putting on the deficit.
And the deficit, I think, has now grown to $1 trillion Australian dollars, in large part funded by the, or caused by the tax cuts. But what is your concern if American defense spending doesn't keep growing at the pace it's been growing? What's your concern strategically?
So this is not a new development. Over the last 10 years or more, my colleagues and I have been analyzing the shifting military balance in the Western Pacific, and the Chinese have made tremendous progress in fielding modern military capabilities designed to blunt and foil U.S. and allied military operations in their part of the world. It's going to take a concerted and sustained effort to stop that erosion and then to reverse it, and that means a continued steady increase in resources.
It's always been the belief that the U.S. had the technological edge, that it had more modern equipment, it had the force size as well. Has that changed? Has the technology advances by Chinese, even Russia, upgraded while the U.S. has not?
Well, neither side is standing still. U.S. forces are not static. They are improving. But the rate of improvement by the Chinese has been much greater. And the diffusion of technologies, the sorts of things that allowed U.S. and allied forces to be so effective in Desert Storm and other operations against lesser regional adversaries, like precision guidance, near real-time reconnaissance systems in space and in aircraft, missile systems, things like that, those technologies are spreading very quickly, and they are certainly available to our adversaries.
Some of the money, of course, goes in working with partners. You say the U.S. and allies should be working hard to preserve, adapt, strengthen, and extend their security ties. Now, we saw U.S. Vice President Mike Pence do exactly that by the announcing of the joint funding project with Australia and others on the military base on Manus on PNG that could potentially host Australian and American troops and ships. So that action is going on. What is your fear? Is your fear that if America can't match Chinese might, then those that it seeks to partner with and influence in these, like the pivot, for instance, we're seeing in the Pacific, that those countries might not necessarily trust the U.S. to be able to deliver on their promises?
Right. If people lose confidence in the ability of the United States to project military power into the region, to defend its own interests, to defend its allies and partners' interests, then they'll have to reassess their position. And they may decide that they have to throw their lot in with the Chinese. Of course, if the worst happens and deterrence fails and China uses naked aggression somewhere, we could be called upon to put our forces to the test. And no one wants to see what would happen if that's the case.
And how much risk is there in the U.S., for instance, promising a Pacific pivot to the Pacific, as we're seeing now. The Asia-Pacific pivot didn't exactly happen as Obama planned. If these pivots are promised and don't actually, the resourcing doesn't actually materialize, what's the risk in that?
Right. Well, it sort of undercuts your credibility, doesn't it? It leads people to wonder how serious you are about sustaining your position in the region.
Now, of course, the arms industry in the U.S. is enormous. Some people will hear this argument from you as really just an echo, if you like, of those industries arguing for more money. There's an enormous amount already poured into weapons and arms development and war technology in the United States.
There is indeed. The question is it going to the right things? And here the United States and its partners are confronted with the need really to reconceive how they think about projecting power. If you think about Desert Storm or the operations in Serbia that we did in the 1990s, U.S. and allied forces could take for granted that they would have air superiority, maritime superiority, that they could operate in space and cyberspace and so forth without disruption. China and to a lesser extent Russia are inventing fielding capabilities to deny us that domain superiority. We need to think about ways to reach into these contested zones now and prevent aggression without having air superiority, maritime superiority, and space superiority. And that's a new way of fighting, and we're not really buying that kit right now.
David Okmanek, thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
David Okmanek is a senior defense analyst at the RAND Corporation. Until through 2014, he was the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Force Development and is the author of a new report titled Wisdom and Will, American Military Strategy in the Indo-Pacific, due to be released today by the U.S. Studies Center, the University of Sydney. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 5 minutes to 9.